welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show. This podcast is sponsored by Scale Up Consulting, helping FinTech startups create a scalable organization to support an ever-increasing demand. When you're ready to grow, reach out to us at richard@scaleupconsulting.co. Now, over to the show with Richard Doty, founder and host. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the FinTech Scaling Show, where we talk to executives, founders, and evangelists, and we get their insights and their inside stories as to not only how to scale up their business, but also scale up themselves, and in so doing, start living the life they want to live, right? And super excited today to have Chirag on the show. Chirag is the founder of Demanto Blockchain, and it's a company and a person that is doing some cool stuff in the blockchain world. So super excited to deep into what you're doing in your journey, Chirag. Welcome.
Thanks a lot. I have been looking forward to your show. Thanks a lot for inviting me to the show. Really appreciate it.
Brilliant. And before we kick off and get into the details of what we're going to be discussing, I always like to give everyone out there a bit of a high-level picture as to the journey we're going on to today. And, you know, as business owners, as executives, as founders, as entrepreneurs, we all need to make certain we have essential ingredients with us as we go along our journey. We've got a toolkit, and we can take out certain tools when we start facing different challenges on our Everest, right? So today we're going to be diving into some of those essential tools and looking at why purpose is important, and also other topics in and around the common problems as to what's going on in business today outside of the pandemic. So very interested to dive into this subject today with you, Chirag. And maybe we can actually start off at the top, just what I mentioned now, and looking at a purpose as a founder. I mean, I know you're a senior executive prior to founding your business, but drove into and started creating a business off the back of a purpose, off the back of a need. But why do you think, I mean, what is your purpose as a founder? And in a way, why do you care about what you're doing?
Yes, that's a very good question. And I believe everything starts with something that you care about. And that's how I became a founder of Diamond and what we have been doing right now. So it has been a long journey. It was very simple. Like when we wanted to build something, the process goes through the phase where we were facing the same pain areas. Like I'm generalizing the fact, it's not about just what our company does. So we are into a business where we are creating a banking ecosystem that is backed on blockchain. So it's kind of a challenger banking where you have payments, you have investments, where you have finance. So that is not something that was planned on the first day.
Yeah.
So back in 2017, like right after finishing my studies in Germany. So we have been like, I always had the drive and the thrust to start something of my own. That was always that. That motivation was always there. And then I got involved in my family's business. We saw a good amount of growth in that. I learned a lot of things from that. But as an entrepreneur, I found various pain points that the businesses were facing. Not only our business, but a lot of other business. And as an individual, I always think about giving solutions and trying to solve things. And that's how we started looking at different areas in terms of what are the solutions that can be brought to. And blockchain was one of the very important solutions to us. Like we saw a good amount of potential in it. And that's how we started building. Mm. So a simple thought in the mind where we see, I'll just give you an example. Like when we do a lot of international transactions for our businesses. So that is like on a regular basis, we make a lot of international payments. And when we were making payments, there were hefty fees that we were paying for the particular payments, where we saw a lot of intermediary banks being involved in just getting one transaction conducted from counterparty A to counterparty B, depending on the geography. So it is also time-consuming. Mm. So that was a daily practice. And when we see about the earlier generations, like, for example, my family or other families doing that business or other companies doing that business. So they are molded up with the belief that, okay, this is the fact that banks charge a lot of money. And that's this charges are being put up as a business charges that they were incurring. Yeah. But it is important to see and question whenever you are being charged higher or whenever you have a certain pain area. So that question came to my mind, okay, why these charges are so higher? That's when we started discussing on how we can bring down those charges. What are the solutions that we can put up so that we can solve this pain area? Mm-hmm. And right now, the tech has been advancing a lot. When we see, we can check the status of our Uber right from our phone. But when you're transacting in worth millions of dollars worth of transactions, you don't have any transparency. Mm-hmm. So blockchain gives that transparency to any transaction. It may be a financial transaction. It may be a supply chain transaction. And that's where the idea kicked off. Then we started building our own proprietary blockchain network where we are currently partnered with multiple banking institutions in different parts of the globe. And that's where we are today.
I like it. And I like the fact that you're saying that you started at, you exited your previous career, your previous business, and you looked at the pain points and you came up with a solution because there was a problem in the market. And it is interesting because, you know, a lot of times we go off and we create business, start businesses without a particular focus, right? Then you need to, I guess, during this process, you need to make certain that when you start your business, there's a problem, there's a requirement for a solution. But you also need to ask yourself, how do you continue to scale up? How do you boost yourself and how do you boost your business? How do you expand towards more profits? And what can be the starting point for that immediate impact to really boost you towards where you want to go, right? And, you know, I always like to, you know, with my clients, I always like to tell them and coach them in the fact that it is a very important point because it allows you to start communicating directly to your public in a specific way. And also above that is the purpose that you're driving towards, the larger mission that you're driving towards, right?
Absolutely. And it is always the fact that you have to think very big in terms of where you want to be in the next few years. That is a personal goal that all the founders that they have, like they want to achieve something. But it is really important to understand, okay, when we identify a pain point, how valid that pain point is. It is just to a small community, it is just personal to us, or it is a pain point to a larger public. And that's when we see, okay, if a lot of people are being affected by that particular pain point, then the only way to find out if a lot more people have the same pain point is to communicate, to talk to people. So that's something that we did. We identified the pain point. We started communicating with a lot of companies in different parts of the world, not only limited to a single geography. And then we started learning, okay, this is something real that they are also facing. But no one till date has thought about solving that. And that's when we saw a very, very good potential. And so we know exactly how we wanted to solve that. And that's when we the first thing, like it's important to talk about scaling up, how to scale your business. But that is a byproduct of company that survives. So the first thing that we should look as any founders, still till date, I think most of that, like the first point is identify the pain point, then find a solution to it, then think about surviving. Not about scaling up or growing.
Yeah, I like it. I like it because you're building gradiently towards where you want to go. And ultimately, those pain points or that purpose that you're driving towards becomes the outcome of where you're going, right? It becomes the blood in your veins. You start driving towards it incrementally rather than throwing good money after bad.
Absolutely. What I have seen by speaking about with a lot of founders in different sectors, like people always talk about how much they want to make, how much money they want to earn. But personally speaking, money is always a byproduct. When you are doing something that has a value and when you are working continuously hard on that with, like, the team is also important, how good your team is.
Because it comes across, if you have that philosophy that you just mentioned, it comes across to your public that you care, right?
And
you actually, you know, want to help them rather than being rather than being there just to, you from a transactional perspective, you care, you want to help them, you want to help them achieve what they want to achieve, and ultimately they will come to you. Maybe it takes a bit longer, but it's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. See, success is something that's going to come if it's affecting a lot of people in a positive way. So that is just a byproduct. Like, you would definitely get users for any of your applications that you are building if it is really required. But let's say if there is an application that is not required by a lot of people, you put millions of dollars in the marketing, people will download it, but it's not going to survive for a longer time. So the first thing that is what I think is the survival part of it. It may be your business survival. It may be the product survival. So first thing, you need to survive in the market and listen to the people, listen to the feedback that they have. And once you have a good stability in your business and your product, that's when we talk about scaling up. So scaling up is something that takes a few years to reach to the point to just speak about scaling up or even think about scaling up. Right now, let's see, with my company, like, we are almost 4 years old, more than 4 years old. And right now, it's a point where we have started thinking about scaling up. The four-year period was almost a survival. And majorly out of the 4 years, couple of years was just pandemic. And to have those kind of metal to survive in this pandemic when you are building something that is completely new to the world, and not a lot of people would accept it right away. Like, when you talk about, let's talk about my business. Like, if I want to onboard a single banking partner, because payments is a world that is highly regulated. So to onboard a single banking partner, you have to go through a lot of pain in terms of the time and the efforts that you have to put. You have to showcase that, okay, that is something that is a value for them, the value for their customers. It's not about just myself creating something that would create value for myself. And when you have passed through all these things, and that definitely makes sure that, okay, you are going to achieve success in the next few years. It may be a very big success, it may be a modest success, but success is something that would definitely come. And that's when you take your business intuitions and business expertise to scale up the business from, let's say, 10 to 50. 10, 50 to 100. But first, it's reaching the 10 is important.
Yeah. It's a process. And, you know, you're learning during that process. And, you know, as part of this, I mean, what do you think are some of the common traps or the common problems that you see in business today, especially after the pandemic? What do you see as the pitfalls that are taking place?
Honestly, pandemic has been a boon for a lot of businesses. Pandemic is something that shouldn't happen to the world. Yeah. It's a very bad thing that happened.
Yeah.
But most of the businesses have gone bullish.
Yeah.
And that is a boon to the human economy as well. Talking about any particular geography or any particular country. So people have understood, like, okay, what is the value of what they are purchasing? What is the value of what they are spending? And people have understood, okay, there is a different set of mindset right now in a lot of people's mind that, okay, this is something I want, this is something I'll take, and this is something how I will spend my life, my money. That makes a lot of difference. So pandemic, personally speaking, has been a boon to a lot of business, and particularly to our business as well. Like, we face a lot of problems during the pandemic. But I am always a positive guy. I don't want to speak about the problems that were faced. Instead of that, I would like to speak about how we caught that opportunity so that we can scale, we can grow.
Okay.
So that is something very important for any business as well. Like, right now, it is we are all into a pandemic world. We don't know when it's going to end. And it's not the first and the last thing. In next few years, we'll have something else that would affect our businesses. The economy would go down. Yeah. But always, it is important to stick to what you are doing. Patience is the key. And that's my co-founder, Dinesh Patel. Like, I have learned it from him. He has almost 37 years of experience in the business in different geographies. So we stick to what we were doing in the bad times as well. Mm-hmm. So that resilience that we had is something that is very important. And that's why we are here today. If you keep switching to different businesses, or if you keep switching to something else, like, I want to do this, but it's not going to get success, I'll do something else after a couple of years. But that is something that might work, but 99% of time it won't work.
Definitely agree with that. But you do have to, as the market changes, we talk about the pandemic, but you do have to be able to change your narrative sometimes, right? To take in the information as to what the market wants at a particular point in time, or what they need, or what their problem is. And how have, you know, let's use the pandemic as an example. How have you been able to change your narrative during the course of the pandemic? And maybe it's, you know, you could be out to the public, you know, i.e. marketing yourself, but it also could be a bit more zoomed in and focused. It might be sales. How have you changed an internal division like sales and using Zoom meetings as channels to start selling? So it will be interesting to get your insights as to how you've done it over the course of quite a large shift and change in the way people work and live.
Yeah, it has made the world very small in terms of, let's say, right now we are doing a podcast using Zoom itself.
Yeah.
So the tech has empowered a lot of other things. So we talk we have employee meetings on Zoom, on some other platforms. And that has created a bridge of the communication. Previously in the offices, everyone was sitting on the desk, the communications were majorly personal when they were just chit-chatting or something. But right now, everyone thinks about same thing. So the focus is very concentrated right now. So everyone knows if I'm sitting in front of my system and I have some queries, I can just get those resolved right away. And the productivity has increased a lot. So people have adapted to it. And adaption is something that is very important. And it's a pandemic is okay, people have adapted to it. But I believe that we have to keep on adapting at every single day. So we keep on learning, keep on adapting. And when we talk about pandemic, coming back to your question, in what other ways the pandemic has changed the systems within our organization? So what happened is, we were quite focused on building our team in a particular city or geography. So our focus, but that was wrong. There is talent everywhere. There is talent everywhere around the globe. You can learn from everyone around the globe. So now the team has become more global. There are more ideas flowing in. And that has something really boosted our business. So that is something that was a negative mindset that all the people had. They were just focused on a certain geography, certain city in terms of their hiring, in terms of the roles they were putting out. But right now, there is a big pool of the talent in the world that is available to us right away in front of our screens.
How is this view of the world and view of talent, how has it started creating momentum in the market? You mentioned you're looking at different markets or to enter in different office locations or offices to set up. But if you've gone digital, how are you creating that momentum now that you wanted to create in a brick and mortar way?
So it has completely shifted. We have team members from different parts of the world. So what happens is when every geography has certain empowerment in terms of how people think. So when the geography changes, the mindset of the people changes in the terms of the way they live, the way they express themselves. And that depends a lot on the people, what their background is, from where they are coming. So that changes their mindset. Now, what happens is the mindset of people sitting in 5 or 7 different geographies is coming together in a single screen when they are interacting. So they are learning more in terms of how people are thinking. So we have we are not team members, we are just a family. So we are all our team members are the part of a family that is Diamond Deer families that we call. So what happens is it's not only on the personal level that they interact. Now on the people are even working and thinking about the work or even on Sundays, but in a positive way. The company doesn't want them to work on Sundays, but even when they're talking some personal things, they start speaking about, this idea might be implemented somewhere in the work. This is how we can grow. And that has really bridged all the communication gaps that people had in the past. And now people are easily communicating with each other and new ideas are coming up. And that is something that we can also see from how many startups have come across in the last couple of years. There is a pool of startups coming up in all different sectors. You mentioned blockchain, you mentioned AI, you mentioned drone, you mentioned agri-tech or ed-tech. And that is something very important. Like when people start thinking about the new ideas, the empowerment of the people, the public, that's when the world becomes a better place to live.
And you mentioned that, you know, you have these teams, you got a global footprint of different people in different geographies that communicates, which is great. And what type of tech do you use to communicate? I mean, as an example, you know, I know with my clients, I make certain that I'm available on WhatsApp. I'm available on email. I'm always available for a Zoom invitation because, yeah, my client portfolio is international. And this type of communication allows them to contact me whenever they want and actually works quite well, right? So from a team point of view, are we talking about WhatsApp channels that are used more regularly, maybe Slack channels that are used, that are more integrated into the day-to-day life? You know, well, what are you talking about here?
So you talk about Slack, you talk about WhatsApp, you talk about Telegram.
Yeah.
A lot of mediums, and we have certain tools within our company that people interact. Then there are always phone calls. There is Zoom. Then there is Google Meets. So there is no restriction of any particular tool the team member wants to use. They are free to use what they want. And what I have seen personally is if someone is messaging me on Telegram, I respond them on Telegram. If someone is messaging me on Skype, I respond them on Skype. And everyone has a smartphone in the hand. Like most of the times, let's say, even when we are traveling, right before onboarding the flights, we are doing meetings. It might be the case with you. It might be the case with me and a lot of other people. So what happens is this has created a surge in terms of how the decisions are made. So the decisions are made much more faster because it's not 9 to 5 anymore. Previously, what used to happen is like once it is 9 to 5, you go back home, just relax, and no one was going to interact with each other. So you are with your family. But right now, if someone has any particular problem, okay, in the 10 p.m. in the night, okay, it just takes a few seconds to respond to that problem. So you get the solution right away, not waiting another 24 or 48 hours. So that is something that has really evolved, and I really like that fact.
Yeah, I like it because decision-making is ultimately, you know, what's going to make you grow up a bit quicker and start scaling up, right? And if we have, you know, if we are able to connect with our team players and team members, even our public on a regular basis, it helps us. And you know, I think what you're talking about here is quite interesting. I think right now, I believe right now that we've moved from the information age to the age of connectiveness, right? We have a need to connect with our team members, our public, people on LinkedIn, people on Facebook, people on Twitter, because we want to interact and we want to now, after the interaction, maybe there's a value off the back of that. I join up a webinar or there's a bit of business to be done, right? But the more we connect, the more we can learn and grow and start achieving our purpose that we set out to do, right?
Absolutely. And one more positive thing that what I have seen, just adding up to what you said now, it's about the digital universities and the courses coming up. So you have that opportunity to learn a lot. So people are more adaptable. Like, let's say if I'm working 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day, I can always find a couple of spare hours where I can acquire additional knowledge to my journal. So that learning process also has increased a lot. So this new shift to the digitalization of the world in terms of the communication, in terms of the learning, in terms of how we interact, that is, it's like a new age and everyone has quickly adapted to it. And pandemic has made sure that people adapt to that.
Nice. And as we wrap up this part of the show, what are the three bits of advice that you can give to founders, entrepreneurs, career transition is that will help them build a prosperous business and scale up a prosperous business at a point in time?
The first advice I would say is don't listen to a lot of people. Go with your intuition. If you keep on listening to a lot of people, then you are just it is as good as reading a book and doing nothing. So go with your intuition. And until and unless you do something, you will never know if you will fail or if you will succeed. The second advice is fail a lot. People have to fail. And if you are failing, that means that you are trying. And if you keep on trying, you'll definitely achieve success. So that is only important. And the third, I already mentioned that don't think about the money you want to earn. Think about how deeper impact you can make into people's life. If you achieve those success formulas, then definitely success is coming to you. Money is just a byproduct. Like after, let's say, if you make $1 million, $5 million, $50 million, or $500 million, people can easily leave with, let's say, $1 or $5 million. After that, whatever money you earn, it's just sitting in a bank account. You just have to count it. You just have to invest it. It's not being utilized for any good purposes. So don't focus on the money. So that's my advice. And if you don't focus on the money, definitely your mindset will change. And that's when you think about what to exactly do and what changes you need to bring. And if you keep running behind the money, you will never think about that. You just think about money.
No, brilliant. Sage advice then. It also allows you to break free and to live the life you want to live, right? It's the care factor. I think that's what, just to add to that, the care factor goes a long way. Because end of the day, Chirag, it's, I'm sure you agree with me, business is about people, right? There's one common denominator is the people side of things. So if we act as people, then good things come your way.
Absolutely.
So why not, right?
And one thing like you might have also felt, and what is like, once we start a company, when we are a team of, let's say, 2 people, 5 people, then we think a lot about the business. But when we start growing, it's more the vision that we are focused on instead of the small things that we need to focus on. So the bigger the vision that you have, the bigger in the way you care about the people, that's going to make you succeed and that's going to help achieve the vision that you have. It may be your internal team members as well. So like as a company, I'm very proud to say that we have, like since past 4 years, we have very few people that have left the company because we work as a family. And if you cannot achieve those things within your company, how are you going to serve the people, millions of people, when you are launching your products?
Yeah.
So we need to care about our team. We need to care about the people that we are serving. And that's a simple word. Like, let's say, even if we go to a restaurant or something, even if we go to a bar, we want a good service. So that is something very important. Like, if everyone has a certain expectation when you are coming out in the market. So you have to live to their expectations and you don't have to throw something that you have built.
Yeah.
You have to build for them. You don't have to build that they don't want or they don't expect.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. It's brilliant advice. And, now we go into the flash round, which is a bit of fun at the end of the show. The rules of the flash round, there are rules. I ask 3 questions, which are, fun questions. 1-word answers. We don't want to go into the details of it. It's just a yes or a no or something like that. And then I give you the microphone, Chirag, and put you on the hot spot, on the hot chair, and you can ask me a question. And there we go. So let's kick it off. And here we go. So the first question for you, Chirag, what's more important, purpose or execution?
Execution.
Okay. What should you focus on first, your product or your marketing and PR?
Product.
Okay. What do you like doing more? Do you like the digital way of working or face-to-face?
Face-to-face.
There we go. 3 out of 3. There we go. You got them all right. It's a bit of fun, right?
There is nothing right or wrong, but
I'm joking. Okay, so now you get the chance to ask me a question. Ask whatever you want. It's a bit of fun at the end to give everyone some insights as to who you and I are. So fire away.
I have a very simple question. When are we meeting personally and discussing about your book?
When are we meeting personally to discuss about my book? Well, we can meet.
Yes.
Yeah, we can meet. Yeah, right now in Mumbai. So, let's organize the time. I'm up for it. I am definitely up for coming to Mumbai. Whenever we can do it. So let's do it. As simple as that.
Yeah.
And my book's out, as you mentioned. I am super keen to get you a copy and get your feedback on it. So yeah, let's do it. Simple as that.
Yeah. See, I was a bit of smart. Like, instead of asking one question when you meet, I can ask you tens of questions.
Yeah, ask me another one. Okay, so that's it, and we wrap up on a fun note, as always. And you know, I think today's been a very interesting and important discussion to have, because if you start out in business, it is about, you know, building those building blocks. Make certain you focus on the elements and the components that allow you to build the foundations, and then you can start going into scaling mode and growing mode and expansion mode, right? And there's nuggets in the session on the podcast that allow you to focus on purpose, pain points, and also other areas as you build out your team. So super grateful and super happy that you came on the show today, Chirag. It's been awesome, and thanks so much.
Thanks a lot for having me on the show, and I hope you invite me another time.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
Definitely, you're definitely invited back. And you know, if any of the listeners want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch?
So they can reach out to me through my social medias, like as we discussed, Telegram channels, Telegram chat, Skype, Google Meet, Zoom. Everything is available on the website, www.diamondblockchain.com. So I'm always more or less 24/7 accessible.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you know, as we wrap up the show, everyone knows now that my book is now out. If you want a copy, please go to my website, which is www.scaleupconsulting.co.uk/signup, and just fill out your details in the registration box, and all of a sudden you'll get the book. So thanks again, Chirag, for coming on today. It's been super insightful, and looking forward to seeing your continued expansion.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for your time.